Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so excited to come to you this evening on Purpose Kingdom Network with the 1,150th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Wow, 1,150th. I'm so belated, so excited, so just so high off life right now, because if you think about everything the world is going through, everything that the world is going through, it's just crazy. And I just wanted to touch basis, like, we're going to be talking about if Satan had to ask God for permission, why not you? Amen. And I always tell y'all, before I do anything, like I move, I always ask God for permission. And when everything starts falling into place, I know I have His blessings. Amen.
Amen.
And and that's my granddaughter, and that's Erin Bell. She's 5 years old. Erin, you said you wanted to do something. What you say you wanted to do?
I want to pray for Jesus, because I know this thing is to stop when we can go to school and we can feel better. We help the coughing and sickness stop when we still play with our friends, and we can't curse them, because how about they're sick and you sick? We can't cough. We got to cover our mouth when we don't get nobody else sick. And Jesus trusts us, God, and we love Jesus. And Jesus said amen, because we
amen.
All go church.
Amen. You hear her. She just wanted to pray for the country, because she would like all the kids to play together. And since they can't play together like they usually play, she just wanted to pray for all the kids and they can't, and the sicknesses, and teaching them how to cover their mouth. And did you just say you need pray? That's my baby, 5. Man, listen, what do you say? Suffering our little children, come unto me. Come to me here. Train them up, you guys. Her mom teases her and say, that's the preacher in the family. Amen.
Amen.
Again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,150th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. This show is The Daughters of Ruth, and I am Maureen Lee. I'm just, like I said, I'm so happy this evening. So, so happy. And I did invite a couple people on. I don't know if they're on here yet, but I want to give her another shout out. I gave her one last week, but just like I said, when God brings things together, it's an awesome thing. You know what I mean? Then you know you're doing it, and He's getting the glory, because you can't do anything without His permission.
Right.
And I'm just so happy because her name is Sasha Hardy Barron. And I'm just so, Southside Realtors in Atlanta, Georgia. That's my realtor in Atlanta, and she's awesome. And I just wanted to give her another shout out, because I'm just grateful to her. And I told her to tune into the show tonight, this evening too. But I gave her a shout out last week, and I wanted to do it again, because the fear of the Lord is a real thing. And like I said, if Satan has to ask God for permission, who do you think you are? Amen. And we did ask God for permission. This is what I want you to, if you can, Job 9:1-9. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replies, have you put the hedge around him and his household and everything he asked? Have you blessed the work of his hands so that his flock, his herbs, are spreading throughout the land? But have you not stretched out your hand to spite everything else he has? But listen to the conversation. He is talking to the Father. Like, he's going up to heaven, knocking on that door, look, Father, because that's his Father, too. Look, Father, I need to talk to you a minute. I need permission to mess with one of your children. I need permission to mess up his household. I need permission to mess with his finances. I need permission. He needed permission from your Father, which is his Father. I think that blows my mind because we give him so much power when he has none. If he has to ask my Father, Maureen Lee's Father, the Holy Father is my Father. He got to ask my daddy for permission to mess with me. He has to ask. So why don't you think you don't? Why don't you think you need to ask? Because he has to ask permission for everything he does to us. Everything. No, let me boggle your ears. Even when man do something, he don't know who he listening to. Satan can talk to you. But the idea is, are you going to listen to him or are you going to listen to your Father? You can't serve them both. And it just took me to another place when I had to think of him asking my Father for permission to ask him to mess with me. Because God knows he's already Satan's already an unclean spirit. But even he has to bow down to my daddy. Don't that just blow your mind? And we're his children, but yet still we don't feel as though we need to ask him for permission to take a husband, to get a new job, to do anything in this lifetime, have children. Anything we do in life, we need his permission. See, to me, if I don't ask my dad for permission to do something, it never works out in my favor. See, because the devil's not all-seeing and he's not all-knowing. He's not omnipresent. He walked to and fro this earth to kill, steal, and destroy. He walks, so he can't be omnipresent. If he's messing with you, he's not messing with me. Amen.
Amen.
And it just like, it really blows my mind. And I said, you know what? This is a topic in itself. Because I think about my Most High God rules the kingdom of men. But he also gave the devil permission to rule his, take his half. For those who didn't want to walk with God, well, I think it was one-third. Pastor Toy can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's one-third of the angels he took. Well, he didn't take them. They decided to walk with him. His imps, his enforcers, as you call it. But we got an enforcer. We just don't know how to activate our faith to use our enforcers. See, if you go to God, right, me and my husband, we have a vision board on the back of our bed. We put things we want up. And I got the house I want up and has everything I want, everything my husband desires, and it's in our price range. And we just got the disclosure, so we reading it. We was like, oh, wow, that ain't bad. Oh, wow, yes. And we both agree, because with two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, God is in the midst. Amen. But we went through so many houses, and certain ones didn't work out the way we wanted because it wasn't the one God wanted for us. So we did ask for a place in Atlanta that we can, it's similar to here, it's not far from a park, a lake, So we can really meditate on God. Like, we could sit outside in the yard. I don't have my neighbors that close, so I could fellowship with him. Me and my husband used to walk near the water and just look at the water, because there's something about the water that relaxes you. I don't know if it's the waves or whatever it is, but it's something about the water. You know, and my husband was saying, just like when Jesus was in a boat, how the calmness of the sea put him to sleep. But and then we got to the winds, and he still was asleep. But he knew all power was in his hands. So I want you to, I want to read another thing without you, with you. How Satan, he goes to God. He goes to God for every little thing.
Yep.
And it's one story where, I think it's in Luke. Let me go to Luke. I ain't have my little papers today, my stickums. I generally stick them in a Bible to the scriptures I wanted to go to. But I'm not going to lie to you today. God had me sleep like a baby. When I tell you I didn't want to eat, I said to God, as long as we're going through this, I can turn down breakfast and lunch, snacks and everything else, as long as we're going through, because I want to hear from you. I want to hear my dad's voice. And I heard when God is so good, because my granddaughter came in the room and said, "Grandpa, did you hear the voices talking?" And I talked to my dad, and yeah, he's been gone for a while, but I have a way when I'm going through something, I can talk to my daddy, and he lets me know, "Babe, you got it. You got it. It's all good. It's all good. You got it." So when he let me know today it's all good, I was kind of excited. My other grandson just came in here, Tony.
Tony, what did I say?
Tony, did you want to say anything, baby?
Mm-hmm.
While I look through my little notes right here, because I have my sticky thing.
And I hope nobody gets the coronavirus. And I hope nobody dies. I hope every night they pray to God, and God will help them. And in the morning, I hope they're alive. Amen.
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 He's something, ain't he? And Tony,
yeah.
What? You're seven, Tony?
Eight.
Oh, he just turned eight. I'm sorry.
He's a big eight.
Give him my birthday.
Okay, we're going to read Luke. I don't know where I want to start.
Start anywhere, good mom.
Thank you, baby. My grandbaby, she awesome. Isn't she awesome?
You can start at the top, you can start at the bottom.
Okay, we're going to start with Luke 22:29. And I confirm on you in a kingdom, just as my father conferred with me, with one of me, so that you may eat
Amen.
And drink of my table in my kingdom and sit on the throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
That's right.
And when you have turned back, strengthen your brother. But he replied, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." But it was a conversation that him and his father was having. But he already knew that Satan was already tick, 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 ticking in his ear. He was already asked, he asked God for permission to mess with his disciple. And he already told him. Listen to his reply. "I pray for you, Simon, that your faith," God is praying for you, Maureen, "that your faith will not fail." Because Satan already asked her permission. Well, can I mess with your child, Maureen? She thinks she got it all. But Satan knows. He knows, and my father knows me. Go ahead. You can tempt me. You can mess with me. You can mess with my finances. He done all that. He done all that. See, he can't kill me. He can mess with my health, but my God is stronger than that. He can mess with my finances, but my God is stronger than that. He can mess with my children, but guess what? I gave my children back to him. I said, God, you said if I give them back to you, I raised them and we raised them together. They know you. They fear you. But guess what? They respect and love you. So you got them. So if Satan come to them, they better walk and talk to themselves because their faith has to be where mine is. So he messes with me, and he messes with my girls. But one thing he, a praying mother and a praying grandmother, what? Go ahead.
Amen.
And they got a praying father. And when dad and mom get together, what? Two or three gathered. And that's how the devil rolls. He rolls like that. He don't care for you. He really don't like you. He despises you and the closest you have with your daddy. He will use you and use you up until nobody wants you but your father. And that's when your hand's against the wall, your back's there, and you're falling, you're crying, your snot coming out your nose, and you just say, God, what did I do? You never asked me for permission to do anything you wanted to do through life. Now you asking me, what did I do? If Satan got to ask, who are you, my baby? Who are you, Maureen? You thought it was going to be easy? You thought this walk was going to be easy without me? You thought you were going to run the street like you want to and not have nothing happen to you? You thought that? You thought you was going to pick the husband that didn't honor and love you the way you were supposed to be honored and loved? Did you ask me for permission? Did you give the kids I gave you back to me? Did you ask for my permission to do anything you were big enough and bad enough to do? No, I didn't, Dad. But I'm glad I matured over the years. And I realized I can't do nothing without you, God. So please forgive me for not asking you for permission. Father God, I know I got stuffed skeletons in my family that I have to close, that it won't peep its scary head through my bloodline. Secrets that will kill, steal, and destroy. Secret that your parents hold on to. But those are things that when he sifts through your life, he tries to bring in your face when your back's against the wall and all else is gone, that he can put in your voice in your little head. Remember, you got secrets. God don't want to use you with your mess. And then you begin to sink. But that's when your strength, your faith start trickling in. I can do all things because my father forgave me. But if your faith is not where it's supposed to be, that voice can bother you. It can take you places you don't want to go back to.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just want y'all to realize if Satan had to ask permission, who are you? Who are you? If you're not strong enough to hold on to God's unchanging hand, then you get a sister or brother in Christ, or you can call Purpose Kingdom Network. I know somebody on the line will pray with you. If you need a prayer to get through, you can email, text. Come on.
Amen.
We got some warriors on PK, okay? We got some warriors that will get a prayer across. Amen?
Amen.
So when you think your back is against the wall, activate that faith that God gave you. He said, if you have faith of a mustard seed, a mustard seed. And if you know a mustard seed, It's a small pebble, little grain. You know how small a grain can be. A little grain. Faith. Faith.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you get up in the morning, you thank God. Say, Father God, I thank you for grace, and I thank you for mercy. Father God, wherever you want me to go, grant me permission to go and do whatever you want me to do. And then your feet hit the floor. And then you wash, do whatever you need to do, your personal thing. Then you start your day. And then you pray for your kids before they go out the door, for the hedge of protection to be around them, in front of them, under their feet, and on top of their head as they go to school, go to work. And then when all the kids get back in, you pray and thank God for the grace and the mercy that he granted you. Because this little thing we're going through right now, I don't care what y'all call it, the devil still had to get permission to carry it out. Okay? He still has to get permission. Now I want y'all to realize this walk with God is real. So if Satan got to ask for permission, who are you? I just want y'all to realize he's the same God back then from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And Satan still had to ask for permission. He still asked for permission.
Yeah, like this.
Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 7. And in red, it's God speaking. Ask, and it will be given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you. And what everyone who has received, the one who has seek, find, and to ask, one who knocks, and the door will be open. Think about that. Think about it. If you seek him,
that's right,
you will find him.
He ain't seeking you.
If you knock on God's door, he will open it. Are you seeking his face? Are you seeking forgiveness? Are you? Matthew 21:22. Matthew 21:22.
Amen.
No, we're going to read 21 first. Matthew 21:21. Jesus replied, truly, I tell you, if you have faith,
mm-hmm,
and do not doubt, not only can you do what has done to the fig tree, but also you can say to the mountain, go through yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
And back to prayer again.
And this was like Jesus was at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to let you know, whatever you ask for in Jesus' name, whatever God will, let what God will be done. So whatever we're going through right now in this time, March 25th, 2020, it's God's time. Activate your faith. Get closer. Get closer. Challenge yourself. As long as we're being locked in, I'm going to read my word. As long as we being locked in, I'm going to do this. Make God some promises and keep them. And keep them. Keep them. Because he wants to love on you. He really want to be your world. And I'm just grateful to him. Y'all just don't understand the relationship that I have with my dad. And I hold it precious and I take it personal because that's my dad. He's the first man in my life. Oh, but she says she married. I am married. But God is first in my life. He gives me my comfort. He gives me my joy. Because I'm nothing without him. I'm nothing without him. Again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,150th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. You're listening to the Daughters of Ruth show, and I am your host, Maureen Lee. If you'd like to call in and just convert with me, talk with me, let's have your conversation. If you'd like to just pray, I'll pray with you. You can call in to 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091. 19 push 1 to talk. The next number is 232-870-4174. Again, 323-870-4174. Push 1 to talk and share it with your family and friends that we're on. Purpose Kingdom Network is on. 7 days a week, there's a show that's fit just for you. Let God lead you and call in and hit that number one and let's have a conversation. Amen?
Amen.
Like my daughter's show was Conversations with Laura, Conversation with Maureen Lee, Daughters of Ruth. Why, if Satan had to ask God for permission, who are you?
How about deep tomatoes?
Your co-host, Karen.
And my co-host tonight is my lovely granddaughter. What's your name?
Erin.
Erin what?
Erin Bell.
How old are you? I can't see that.
Five.
That's right. Would you like to say something about asking God for permission?
We love to go to church where we can praise the Lord. And we can always go to church and you can see Jesus for them. And we can say Jesus loves the children. And we all love Jesus because Jesus has this guy. He did take care of you people. And we can all go set out prayer with sick people.
Amen. And what did you add when I was telling her the topic for this evening? And I was telling the kids, if you have to ask your mom for permission, don't you think you need to ask your father for permission too? And she was like, yeah, because he gets you too. You can get on punishment through him too. I said, yes,
no
you can.
Way. I'm asking Jesus. That's what I'm asking.
Amen. You hear? She said, no way. I'm asking Jesus. That's who I'm asking. Her
and
mother.
I'm asking my mom.
Yeah, she's going to ask her mom too. But she's sitting over in the corner laughing at her daughter. Yeah. You know, but you have to ask God for permission. And me and my sister was just talking about that on the phone. And I'm just grateful to her, Letty in Atlanta, my sister Lisa in Philly. I love y'all. I'm grateful for y'all. And I'm grateful that my sister found her little church home to go to. I wish she was on here to tell you where she go and fellowship. And they just had an hour prayer on a telephone. And I'm just grateful to her and her fiance, Anthony, that they'll be getting their nuptials one day soon. But God is really blessed. And when God bless, it's an awesome thing because Like I said, you got to ask for God's permission to do anything you do in life. I just want y'all to, even y'all can Google it for yourself, how Satan has to scheme to get you to do his will. He got to sift out your weaknesses. But this is the thing about God. When you go to God and you accept God as your personal Savior and you ask him for forgiveness, you put everything on the front street with him. Everything you ever done in the dark, give it to God. Give him everything that the devil can use against you. Everything that the devil can put in your children. Because, well, spiritual warfare is no joke. Spiritual curses are real. So you have to really put it out there. Say, God, I know I did stuff in my past, but I'm going to close those doors and close those chapters so God can use you. And when time comes that you can give your testimony on what your secret stuff is, he can't hold it over you because it's out there. My daughter told me one time, my daughter Christina, and for some reason all parents think your girls are good. They're sons. And she was like, Mom, we're not perfect. I said, no, you're perfect to me. She said, no, Mom, we did some stuff. And I'm like, now, my babies, you always think we, what you say, Chrissy, what's the word you use? Better. I said, you are to me. You are to me. But what I love about her, she has a heart of gold. And sometimes I get mad about that because that means you're a little bit too much like me. You try to help everybody. But guess what? I forgot at times in my life that the people I helped, I never asked God for permission to help them. I never asked. I just thought I was supposed to help people. But not everybody God placed in your life that you have to help them. Some people are in there for reasons and seasons. So if they're here today, they might not be in my life tomorrow. But the people that God gave me that I pray for, I pray for spiritual sisters that will get a prayer across with me, that will walk with me, tell me when I'm wrong, put me in check. And that's what I got. And Pastor Toy will check me all the time. Letty will check me all the time. But see, you got to ask for that spiritual guide. That spiritual guide. Because I had to ask for permission to do a lot of things that at one time I didn't thought I need. I thought I could do it by myself until it didn't work out. And then I'd be like, oh, God, why didn't that work out for me? Oh, now you, oh, God. Oh, now you calling me? Where were you 3 days ago when I was trying to get your attention? Where were you then? You ain't talked to me. You ain't prayed to me. You did it on your own. And I did. So the people I helped end up screwing me because I was never supposed to help them in the first place. Because I even had to ask God for permission. And when I released my girls, I had to ask God for strength. God, I need your strength. I know at a certain age you're supposed to release them and give them back to you. No, ain't no certain age. When they're born, you give them right back. Soon as they come out that womb and you can get to church, Father God, I give them back to you. Christian, I give them back to you. Because they don't even belong to me now through the city. You have to what? File for,
custody.
What is it called, Chrissy? You get custody of your children because they still don't belong to you.
And that's telling you to give them back to God.
So if you guys give them to the state, if God forbid if something happened to you and you don't have custody of your children, ain't nothing you can do. You have to get custody of your children. So God, that's why I had to give them back to God. God, you got them. They're grown now, so I don't have nobody to give custody over to. But you got to ask God for permission. No matter what you do in life, you got to ask God for permission. You have to. It's a must. It's one of them deals. It's an unbreakable deal. As soon as you say, Father God, I'm a sinner, and I'm saved by your grace. I'm saved by your blood that was shed for my sins. Wash me, cleanse me, make me whole. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you change from your wicked ways?
Yep.
That's when you have to, hey, no matter what I do in this lifetime, God, I need your permission. That I walk right, I talk right, I act right. God, I need your guidance. God, I need your light to shine bright on me. Because I don't want to fail. I want to do everything your way. I might mess up, but I ask you for forgiveness in advance. But I'm going to sit on the seat of expectation that my faith starts to be activated every day. Because I want your permission. I want your blessings. Because without God's blessings, his grace and his mercy, you can do nothing in this world. But if you try it, you will fail without him. You will sure fail without him. And that's what I love about even my daughter, Laura. This is her last term. She was kind of upset because now her graduation day and her finishing college won't be what she wanted to be because of this epidemic we're going through right now. It was going to be May 1st, but they pushed it back to September 12th. Yeah, but it'll work itself out. It was a little discouraging,
but it was like, I know I'm going to finish, but it's like when it was in your reach. But that's how, you know, God like to play games like that. He like to put something right there, so it's right there. You can almost taste it. I almost could taste graduation. I almost had the cap on my head.
Yeah, he pulled it forward school, man.
Okay. He done pulled it back. He said, oh, you almost had it. You got to be quicker than that. Okay. Oh, I said, okay, God, I see you, what you're doing. It's cool.
And then she took her midterms, and she was like, Mom, we got all our midterms this week. She went over her friend's house. They prayed together and, you know, did their midterms. And what did you get?
I passed all my finals. I got all B's and 1A.
We're okay with that.
Yeah, I had 5 classes. I am more than okay with that. My professor thought I wasn't going to be able to handle that. He said I never seen somebody here, like only seen one person here take 5 classes, take that many credits in one term. And I hope, like, I wish you the best. He was saying I couldn't do it. I made this plan up myself. I had to make this plan myself because he didn't see it. Like, he didn't see my plan through as how I saw it. And when I explained it to him, because I had to talk to God, I had to talk to my mom, I had to talk to the people, the financial aid people to see if, like, my plan could work, if it's, like, financially, you know, doable. And which it was. And she's like, well, yeah, it's no problem here. You just got to, you know, get your advisor to put it on your, to get everything straight with your classes. I'm like, all right, cool. I go back to him, and then I told him my plan and stuff, and he like, well, I only see one person do it. Moral of my story is that it's the end of the term, and the term is over, and I had 4 B's and 1 A.
So what's your GPA now? 3 what?
A 3. Don't even give me a lot of you.
3.5, 3.6.
She not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure
but
right now.
I'm
still above the 3.0. Know that.
It's a
3.6. 3.5, 3.6. No, because that B, yeah. Is it a high? It all depends if it's a high B or a low B.
More of my story is that I did my thing. Okay? Regardless GPA, what the number is, I'm in my last 3 months of college, and I'm done.
That's her testimony, y'all.
I am done.
But you see how she said it. She had to ask for permission from him, though.
Because I had to see if everything was right. Like, God, am I capable of this? Or can I put my head, can I focus? Like, I already was always focused on school, but 5 classes, and then it was like 2 of my, like, well, I'm not even going to say 2. Like, 3 of them was core classes, and I'm just like, okay, that's a lot of writing. a lot, which it was. It was a lot of presentations, my last final. Anytime anybody asked me what I was doing, what you doing, homework, 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 homework. I literally had homework every day of the week.
But she did
got it done, yes.
To God be the glory, that's Laura Lee. Conversation with Laura, that was her testimony. And I call her PKN baby. That's everybody baby.
That's the Kingdom Network, period.
Hey, all day. You know, that's my boo, my sister.
And I
want
to thank y'all for y'all prayers, too, because y'all helped me through college. Y'all sure did. My mom let y'all know what's going on and how I'm going with my classes and stuff. And that's all it took was y'all. Y'all pray and stuff made me feel better, and it made me feel like I could do it. Like, I could do it. Just knowing that I got people that want the best for me and that know I could do it, even when I feel like sometimes I couldn't, that was lit. And I want to say thank y'all, because I got 3 months left, and y'all helped me all the way. So y'all need to know y'all part of this greatness.
Adrian, you hear us?
Okay, y'all need to know that.
Robert passed the toy. PKN family, that's your girl.
Yes, your girl gonna be graduating. Corporate communications, please.
Yes, yeah, that's
yes.
Riley, my 10-year-old. She's shouting out. I'm just grateful. To God be the glory, because, like I said, no matter what you do in life, you have to ask his permission. And I thank God that we instilled that in our girls, to ask him for permission. But that's something I had to learn. Charles, we're going to do the call of salvation. Would you want to do the call of salvation? And after the call of salvation, we're going to have announcements. Hallelujah. Just to call
it
salvation.
Amen, amen. We hope that you're listening tonight and something prick your spirit to just want to love on Christ, because in this time and era that we're going through right now, we need a Savior. Amen. You can't depend on your job. You can't depend on your mother and your father. You need somebody that's going to be there 24/7. So this Father that my wife is talking about, he gave his only begotten son for all of us. We didn't know, but he knew a time like this was coming. Amen. So this is just to build your strength up and your faith. So what we need you to do tonight, if you heard something on here, are you going to hear something on here that's going to just move your spirit? We ask that you just turn your life over to Christ. If you didn't try everything else and there's nothing else left that you can try God. Amen. Try God. So,
excuse me. Leave her alone, Aaron. She's okay. Leave her alone.
So, once you do that and you accept him as your personal Savior, then we ask that you just tell someone that you accept Christ tonight as your personal Savior. Amen.
Amen.
And just, you know, God said if you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you. But we don't want you to be ashamed of God right now. We want everybody, even like when we said on our last show, the turning point, we need everybody to start praying together. And we mentioned again, this thing is not just in one place. It's all over the world.
Amen.
God made this world. He know. I mean, and when it gets down and when it gets disastrous, he knows what can bring it out.
Amen.
Amen. So when you take and ask Christ to be my personal Lord and Savior, then go tell somebody. Let them know, my life has changed. Amen. Because I've asked Christ to be my personal Savior. And if you haven't yet, you need to do the same.
Amen.
And then once you do that, we ask that you go somewhere where you can further your knowledge, a Bible preaching, teaching church, where they can sit down and take time with you. Some churches are so big, they don't even know who you are. Amen. Get to a church that knows you and not just needs you for your tithes and offerings. Amen. So, as a matter of fact, let me make a suggestion. Our church is called the King's Table. Amen. I can say alias. It used to be Bethel Deliverance Ministries, because a lot of people might know about that. But it's called the King's Table. And our church is located at 4700 Wissahickon Avenue in Building N. It's a lot of buildings there. So when you go to 4700 Wissahickon, look for Building N. It's next to RHD. They share the same services, you know, the same buildings. but it's called Building In. And if I'm not mistaken, they have a sign out there for you, too, that it'll say the King's Table now. It used to say Bethel Deliverance Ministries, and it's a sign, it's a trifold sign that sits on the ground. But if you need some worship, if you need somebody going to give you the word raw, we say try our pastors, Pastor Greg and Pastor Baroness Martin. Amen. Those are your senior pastors at the King's Table. You see, I got to start putting it in my mouth because Bethel Deliverance Ministry has came out so long, now I have to say the King's Table. So it's almost like when somebody tell you to say something and they change the name, you're like, okay, King's Table. Amen?
Amen. Do we have any announcements, Brother Rob?
The alarm went off.
That's what's
wrong.
Brother Rob, do we have any announcements?
What you got? Let me see, Stan. What's that?
I guess not right now, but we're going to finish our conversation.
Praise the Lord.
Asking God for permission.
Yes.
Because I just want y'all, I'm going to get to another scripture in here where you hear, the devil's going before my to my daddy, asking my father for permission. He got some nerve, don't he? He's a lion with no teeth. But he got to ask my dad for permission. But I want to read this first. I'm gonna see if I can read this. Satan cannot harm you, anyone, without God's permission. When Satan wants to destroy a saint, he must get permission before he can touch him. So he will come to God and say, God, I want to mess with such and such. I want to destroy their finances, their money, their health. And God said, oh, you know what? All right. Like he did Job, you can do anything you want, but you can't kill him. I'm not going to give you that permission to do that. But you can take everything away from him. He will not curse me. He will stand on his face. I never asked to be a man like Job because Job went through a lot with losing up his children, his farm, his family, all his children. His health got worn with boils all over his body. See, I can feel in his place. I can feel the boils because as a child, I used to get boils all in my head. My mom had to shave patches out of my hair, and I would have to go to school. And those things hurt, and they stink. So I can relate, but one boil, oh, man, took me to do some stuff. But I can't imagine boils in my mouth, my feet, my hands, all over my body. And he's still saying, holy, 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 that's my father. I am not going to curse him. I'm not going to talk bad about him. But I'm going to say, why me, God? But he did it. But when he lost everything, he was the richest man in the land. He lost everything. But he stood on his word. He stood on God's word. He stood there. He took it. Although his wife said, would you curse him and be done with him? Woman, you're foolish. Don't mess up my relationship with my father. See, he wasn't like Adam and took the apple and ate it. He was like, woman, you're foolish. I know he's never leave me nor forsake me. I'm going to hold on. But when he got his strength and his health back, he conquered. He lost so much, but he gained so much more. So when your back's against the wall and you think, oh, God forsake you, no. Hold on beyond the break. Your blessing is coming. Just hold on. Because God gave Satan permission to mess with you. You're special. He only messes with the special people that's real close to their blessing.
Amen.
Only mess. He, look what the song said. He literally peeked into your future. He literally peeked into your future. Oh, they're going to turn some things around. They're going to turn people against me. Oh, no. Oh, no. I had that soul. But that soul was yours. Now he's God's. That's what we do as Christians. As we tell our testimony, as we tell our story, we change lives. And as we change lives, we ask you to come into God's side. And as you come into God's side, yes, Satan's going to be mad because you took one of his imps. But now they are a child of God. Huh, that sounds so good, man. And I just want you to really, really listen. Brother Rob, are you on yet? Pastor Toy, is anybody on for announcements? I don't know if I lost them. But we're going to keep it moving because I can talk all day about God because he's my strength. He is my all in all. And if y'all could get to know him like it, man, I could tell you sometimes I go through things. And I, like I told y'all before, I'm waiting for my healing. It's coming. Because these migraines I've been suffering, I just get up and say, God, I know my healing today. And if it don't come today, I know my healing's coming. You know, but I know it's coming. I'm just going to hold on. I know, and I keep telling myself, it's coming, because it is coming one day. Brother Rob, Pastor Toy, do we have any announcements? It's now 9:52. Okay, we're going to keep it going. I hope we're still in the air. And I just want to continue to talk about God. I don't know if we have any callers on or anything, but to God be the glory. You know, I'm just grateful to God because, like I said, the leaves went through so much. And the biggest loss this year, well, last year, was when my husband lost his dad, and my dad knew Christ, so it wasn't, we're going to miss him, but I can just sit back and remember the stories he told, you know, and like my husband said, I lost is heaven gain. You know, I just want y'all to just think on this day, this conversation, how Satan had to ask my father for permission. You know, he had to ask my father for permission. And that's what I want y'all to really realize in this walk, this race. He had to ask God for permission to mess with you. So if he's doing all that, he literally peeped into your future. Your future are great. It's really great. What we're going through now is temporary. It's not going to last forever. But as long as we go through, pick up your word, pick up your sword, get on your knees, lay before him, talk to him. Don't move until you get an answer. Back in the day, they said, tarry at the altar. Let these rest of the days be a tarry moment for you. Tarry at the altar like never before, that whatever God will is, let God will be done. You know, and I'm just grateful. You know, and I'm just grateful to him because we have to hang on. And I can't say it any plainer. Hold on, you guys. Just hold on. God didn't bring us this far to leave us. He has a ram in the bush. And for anything that go on in this world, my father has control of, okay? But evidently, he thinks we can handle it. He knows we can go through this. We're going to come out the other side stronger and better as one country, under God, not under man, because this is not a man's war. This is a spiritual battle. And I believe we're more than overcomers. I believe it in my spirit. We can overcome this. Because the words still say where two or more are gathered. I'm quite sure it's more in this world that love God other than my family. We're not going to be a Sodom and Gomorrah where we got to bargain. Can we save not one? If it's one, start from, I forgot how many it started from, and sprinkled on down. Come on now. Let's save our country. Let's tell God whatever your will is, God. Let your will be done. Touch our president like never before. Whatever his cabinet members want, whatever your will is, God, let your will be done. Whatever your will is, because no one knows God's will. No one knows his plan but him. So we just got to stay on our route, our plan. Stay on our focus. Keep God there first. Keep him, his thoughts, your thoughts. His ways, your ways. Whatever he despised, you despise. Whatever he loved, you love. Just do it all the way, God's way. Not your way, but do it God's way. If you do it God's way, you won't fail. Whatever God's way is. Because what you think you're big enough and bad enough to handle, guess what, boo-boo? You're not. You're not. You can't handle this spiritual warfare by yourself. You need the armor of God on you. I want you to strip, you know, go through your Bible scriptures, Google it. Find out your armor. What is the armor of God? Learn that thing. So you'll put your armor when you go to battle. The helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. The belt of truth. The sword of the spirit. The shield of faith. The feet protected by God. Ephesians 6, 10 through 17.
Amen.
Put your armor on. Because this battle is not yours. It's God's. But let him fight it for you by getting yourself out of the way.
Amen.
If you can get yourself out of the way and ask God for permission that his will be done, you will be great. You will do great. You will be fine. But remember, if Satan had to go before God and get permission, who do you think you are that you don't have to? Who do you think you are that you don't have to get the Father's permission to do anything in life? That's something to think about. Who do you think you are? Should I say it again? Put the whole armor of God on. The whole armor. And as we walk through this test that we're going through right now, that whatever God will is, that God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And again, you are listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,150th episode. to God be the glory for all the things he has done.
No.
I'm just grateful. I am so grateful to the Father because I know I'm not in this race alone. I'm not in it alone because if God is with me, who can be against me? And as I continue to ask God for permission to start my day, and any announcements, Pastor Toy?
Yes, praise the Lord. I humbly apologize. We just thank God for the word that has gone forth. We apologize for the technical difficulties that we have gone through this evening. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining into the Daughters of Ruth with our host, Reverend Maureen Lee. We just thank and praise God for each and every one of you. We invite you to join in with us tomorrow. Although this coronavirus may have you shut in, God's word can still get in. So please join in with us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. We will be broadcasting with B Block Church and our host, Miss Adrian, Miss Understanding Allen, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com, Black Fast Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, and concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Also, please join us for our morning walk in God's Word on AnchorFM.com. Or on any of our social media networks, you can just hit the link where we take a moment to take a walk through a chapter of God's Word before we start the day. Currently, we are in the book of Isaiah, and we are going into Isaiah chapter 3 tomorrow. So we invite you to join in. Again, we thank and praise God for each and every one of you. Reverend Maureen, thank you so much for carrying on even throughout the difficulties. And the ministry is in your hands to close us out.
Thank you so much, Pastor Toy. And whatever you need to do, if you need me, I'm here. Handle my grandmother for me, please. Let her know we love her. And our prayers is for her. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
And don't forget, everybody, that whatever you're going through in life, the devil had to ask God for permission to do anything he needed to do. So if he had to ask permission, who do you think you are that you don't have to? If you want to walk with God, be friends with God, let God be your light, let him lead you. Don't lead yourself. If you lead yourself, you will fail. But if you let God go before you, everything will work out in your favor. So whatever God will for your life, let God will be done. Again, this is the Daughters of Ruth. You were listening to Jesus Christ, that's the other show, the Daughters of Ruth show, the 1150th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I was your host, Minister Maureen Lee. I just thank God for you, and I hope you learned something tonight. Whatever you do in life, ask for God's permission, because Satan literally peeped into your future. And he's seen what God had for you. So his job is to try to slow it up. That's all he can do. But if you keep your faith, you stay on course, you pray, you talk to your daddy about everything in your life, guess what? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Because the things God has for you, oh, my God, it's for you. It's for you. So don't forget. The devil peeps into your future to slow your blessings up, but he had to ask your father for permission. So, again, thank you for tuning in to the Daughters of Ruth. I love you with the love of Christ. My family is praying for you and your strength that you grow stronger in Christ. And don't forget, if you need us, we're here. We're a phone call away, Purpose Kingdom Network. We're signing off with the Daughters of Ruth. We love you with the love of Christ. Good night. Woo!
Jesus' blood.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. The East Street, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.